God is good. And all the time. Good morning. It is great to see each and every one of you. Thank you so much for being here. What? Oh, thank you. She's giving me messages and I'm not understanding it. Guys, does that make sense to you? That's my wife, by the way, for those that don't know it, Jamie. But anyway, it is great to see. Hadn't it been a beautiful, beautiful weekend? Wow, how many here spent all day yesterday outside? Yeah, all day. It was gorgeous outside. So anyway, we thank you so much for worshiping with us here at First Church. And it is the place to be on this beautiful weekend. I want to lift up a couple things. There's two things in the church that are very special today. And that is, number one, it's Trinity Sunday.
Yay!
Yeah, that's what I thought. We'll talk a little bit about that during the sermon time. But also, today is Peace with Justice Sunday. I invite you to take this little pamphlet out and during the sermon time, read it. And if you, just kidding. Just seeing if you're paying attention. But seriously, read it. It is a great thing that the church does. And we invite you to, if you would like to, feel called to fill out a check and put it in the little envelope provided here and turn that in the offering basket later on in the service. All right, if you would turn to the announcement page in your bulletin. And while you're doing that, the last page of our bulletin is called a connection card. And you may have to fold it back and forth a couple times, but we invite you to fill that out. It does tear off. If you're a regular attender, please do as you always do. And if you are a visitor, we ask that you please fill this out. Help us greet you properly, because we want to thank you so much for your presence today. And your offering today would be this card in the offering basket later on in the service as you visit with us. And we just want to welcome you and thank you so much for being here with us today. Now, today is Memorial Day weekend, and I guess I just want to know a couple things this morning. First of all, how many here have served in the military? Yeah, yeah. How many here have had a family member that has lost their life in the line of duty? Yeah. How about if you have a friend that lost a family member or any relationship at all to someone who has lost their life in the military? Yeah. Tell you what, folks, we are blessed that we live in a country where people are willing to give their life for people they don't even know, for people that they will never meet. And so this weekend, I just want you to please remember this is more than a three-day weekend. This is a weekend when we remember those who serve in the military who have lost their life in the line of duty. And so please make sure you keep all of those who serve in your thoughts and in your prayers this weekend as we remember on Memorial Day weekend. So very important weekend in the life of the United States. Amen. Yes, we are blessed. Also, I want to lift up something that's not on your bulletin, is the baby bottle boomerang. Today is the day that they would like you to turn those in. The crib is back there for you to turn those in. However, if you forgot them today, you can turn them in the office anytime this week. Or if you want to turn them in directly to Crossroads, you are more than welcome to do that. Cookie sale out there. Don't forget those cookies now. I've already had a couple myself. That is a fundraiser for the Family Fun Festival in October. And one thing I want to lift up, all of these are important, so please don't think I'm lifting up some over others. But last week I mentioned that churches have gotten together because of the lack of activities for children and youth this summer. And I celebrate the fact that we have come together in this community to support our children and our youth. And so we... Well, I guess every church is trying to do their part in this. There are many things going on, and I can't go into it right now, but one thing I do want to lift up, there are certain aspects of what we're doing. As an example, Heights Point Camp up by Lincoln is supporting this with their staff, and they have organized buses and such. The kids are going to be dropped off here, and at 8:30 they're going to be picked up by a bus and taken to Heights Point. They're going to be served lunch. They're going to be brought back here and dropped off at 4:30 for the parents to pick up, or guardians. And that is just one thing that's happening. But the thing is, that's $12 a day. $12 a day. That's mainly for the bus ride, for lunch, and for the cost of the staff. There is no earning of any money there. That is strictly cost. And so if you feel so called to support the activities that the churches are doing with the children and the youth this summer, and you would like to give towards that, we invite you to do that and then state in the memo what that is for so that we know. Because as you all know, we want every child to be able to take part in these activities, okay? Now, Heights Point says they've never turned a child away. But on the other hand, we don't want them to, be putting out all this money and lose their ground as well. So we want to support them as a church community. Every church is doing this. And so I just want you to know that that is out there. If you would so choose to do that, I would call you to support that if you feel God tugging at your heartstrings. So are you ready for a wonderful worship service this morning?
Yes.
If I can speak, that is, right? Anyway, thank you so much again for being here. Don't forget to fill out those connection cards, and Sharon will remind you before the offering time. But let us begin with our prelude this morning. We thank you so much, Gail.